But what has the president done to help the folks out in Baltimore and specifically help the people out in Democrat Elijah Cummings' district? Lynn Patton is a regional administrator with the Department of Housing and Urban Development. She shares on Fox News what exactly the president and federal government have done to help residents out.
President Trump has given $16 billion in 2018 alone to Elijah Cummings District and federal grants. We have given more money in homeless funds to Baltimore than the last administration.
Amazon is teaming up with the Red Cross to pay you for giving blood. Here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
After issuing an emergency call for blood and platelet donors in early July, the American Red Cross is now facing an even bigger emergency blood shortage. All eligible donors are urged to give as soon as possible. And now Amazon has gotten involved. With the help of a generous $1 million donation, the Red Cross will thank those who help alleviate the blood shortage if you donate before August 29th with a $5 Amazon gift card. So if you'd like to find out where you can donate blood in your community, go online to www.redcrossblood.org. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Thank you, John. And for more news, please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon. It's, pardon me, my voice is gone already. It's July 30th, 2019. I'm at the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce radio studio in Flemington, New Jersey, and we're broadcasting our weekly show, which is entitled Teachable Moments in Business. And I hope that you make a note that you'll be able to have an opportunity to hear these shows and to see these videos on Facebook each week when they're recorded. And I'm always looking for suggestions on topics for the audience, topics that you think they would be interested in hearing. And, of course, I'm looking for folks who can also come to the studio to be interviewed, because it's easier for me to interview somebody than it is to do a monologue, which is what I'm doing today. Monologues take me a couple hours to pull together. And the goal here is to produce information that will be beneficial to you as an employer or an employee or a member of a company, regardless of the work that you do. And today I'm hoping that that's the case. I'm going to be talking about simple ways of improving the culture of a company and some tips and also statistics, because some of these and these are new statistics about employees and the turnover that many companies experience. And it's kind of interesting to hear these. So have a pencil and paper handy, and we'll get into it. However, I wanted to see what the weather is. I'll tell you, my car had, I think it was like 93 or 97 degrees on my car thermometer. But right now, according to Weather Underground, we have sunshine and clouds mixed, with a stray shower expected perhaps later on today. We haven't had any rain yet, with a high of 94 degrees. Winds are light and variable. Tonight there'll be a clear sky and the temperature is expected to go down to 68 degrees with winds light and variable. Now, tomorrow, which is Wednesday, partly cloudy early with thunderstorms becoming likely during the afternoon, and there's about an 80% chance of rain tomorrow with the temperature at about 88 degrees. And then Wednesday night, scattered thunderstorms once again, and a low of 66 degrees. So that's actually a little more palatable, I guess you could say. So that's your weather report. Whether I come back for another one, we'll see how this goes today. So as I said, we're talking about what's going on in business today with regard to a turnover of employees and the fact that the company's culture plays a tremendous role in attracting and keeping employees. In fact, I'm going to be teaching a three-hour program at Raritan Valley Community College in the fall, and I honestly forgot to look up what date I'm going to be doing it. But the college just issued all of their classes that are being offered from the middle of September through the middle of December. So if you'd like to attend a class or at least explore the list of classes, you can't go wrong. All of the classes that are taught at the school are taught by people who are in business, who've been there and have had experience in whatever it is that they're teaching. I teach a lot of courses. I teach marketing, selling skills. This year, a new class is attracting and keeping good employees. I do networking skills, trade show and events. That's very popular. I get a lot of people out for that one. I also have another program this year for the first time. It's going to be Q-storming is the title of it. Q-storming is a parallel to brainstorming, but it's handled in a different way. So I'd love to get some folks coming to that class who have a lot of questions about business and questions that they would like to share with other people, because it's a clever way of uncovering opportunities for sustaining profitability and growth, or whatever it is your goals might be. But before I get into some of the ways to improve your company culture, I wanted to share with you the statistics that I found online. There's a guy by the name of George Dixon who's involved with a website called Bonusly, B-O-N-U-S-L-Y. You can look that up, B-O-N-U-S-L-Y. And he has quite a few articles about ways of attracting and keeping employees. So I'm going to share with you some of the statistics that he mentioned on his website because, gosh, these are really interesting. First of all, the first one that he lists here is about 3 million Americans quit their job each month. 31% reported having quit a job within the first 6 months. So if you're an employer, you have to be very careful about your hiring practices, because you can't afford to lose somebody in 6 months, let alone a year or more sometimes. More than 50% of all organizations globally have difficulty retaining some of their most valuable employee groups. 87% of HR leaders are considering improving their retention as a critical way and a high priority for the next 5 years. So there are ways to retain employees, and we're going to get into some of those tips with you later on in this program. The cost of guess how much it costs to what it costs you to replace a highly trained employee. People don't realize, and this list that he gives, the cost can exceed 200% of the annual salary. That's tremendous. So it's just you can't afford to lose somebody who you value, because it's going to cost you a lot of money to retain them. And a lot of that money is an indirect cost in terms of benefits and vacation pay and some other things that you've given them. But there's also indirect costs. It's the loss of productivity, loss of business knowledge that those people might have. More than 25% of employees are in high retention risk categories. 46% of high retention risk employees use apps to find new jobs in the past month versus 13% in low risk groups. So in other words, high risk employees have skills to find jobs. And as we know, as Ivan Meisner, who is the founder of BNI, he states a great quote, it's not who you know, it's what you, it's not what you know or who you know, it's who knows you. And many companies, as we know and have heard, will hire people that are recommended to them by trusted resources. Let's see. Companies that support remote work have 25% lower employee turnover than companies that don't. And today, more and more people, as you know, are beginning to do their work at home rather than going into the office, which can lead to excessive travel time. And if you're in the Northeast, as we are here, the traffic jams are excessive. So having people who can work out of their homes is really good, especially for moms, too, or if people with families, at least they may not have their children. Like when I had my kids and I still had, you know, I worked out of my home. Even though my children were not there, I was able to go pick them up in a timely basis from a babysitter. And, of course, I didn't miss any of the Halloween parade and different events that were going on at the school. So that's enough to keep an employee in the job if they're doing a good job. You want them to stay. Let's see. More than 70% of high retention risk employees say they'll have to leave their organization to advance their careers. So you have to keep an eye on people that are, if they are high retention risk, that you don't want to lose them, what can you do to help them advance their careers? And I will talk a little more about that as we go on here because I have a list of tips for you. 35% of employees said they'd look for a new job if they did not receive a pay raise in the next year. So that's a consideration. 44% of employees say they would consider taking a job with a different company for a raise of less than 20% or less. So, in other words, people who want to get ahead they want to look for new opportunities will even take a pay cut just or they'll take the same amount of money. More than 50% of American employees believe that if they lost their current job, they would be able to replace it in the next 6 months. Now, among engaged employees, the number was reduced to 37%. So more than 50% of American employees believe that if they lost their current job, they would be able to replace it in the next 6 months. And people that are really engaged and they're educated on the job have greater potential for landing new positions. 65% of employees are confident they can find a better position that pays more. May not, but that's what they're confident about. 93% of young professionals say that they left their employer the last time they changed roles. So is that because, and that statement is not clear to me, but if they were a young professional, they're in a job, and then the role in the company has changed, or they have a new assignment, maybe that's the time that they might leave. We also know, by the way, that people will quit the boss or the supervisor instead of leaving the company. They leave the person that they report to, not the company, for whatever reason. Let's see. 41% of employees listed job security as the most important reason to stay in the company. So people do want job security. 46% of HR leaders say employee burnout is responsible for up to 50% of their annual workforce turnover. Burnout. So that leads you to think, what can a company do to prevent that burnout? And we know that in some companies, and I've met people who've worked in companies where they've let certain employees go, and then they burden the existing employees with more work, and that certainly would lead to burnout. Strong management transparency leads to 30% better employee retention. And I'm going to mention something about that, by the way. So strong transparency. Employee happiness is 23% more correlated to connections with coworkers than direct supervisors. We'll also talk about that a little bit later in this program. 71% of retirees who returned to work originally retired due to a lack of flexibility in their work arrangement. Today, you do have to have some flexibility where people can perhaps work at home, or maybe they can have flex hours, or two people work on the same job. They do some sort of a sharing of job responsibilities. Today, that's more possible, especially with the technology that we have. So, and the final note on this particular list is understanding what drives employee behavior and cultivating a stellar work environment and employee value proposition will go a long way towards helping your organization beat the odds on retention. So having a company culture and following it, developing it, and following it and adjusting it as much as needed is a way to make sure that you are on the right track for retaining the employees that you want to keep. So that's that section of my little talk. And how are we doing? Okay, we have plenty of time left. Okay, so let's see. I want to get into the ways to improve your company culture. Again, this was developed by the fellow that I mentioned, George Dixon. And this article that I downloaded was actually published back about 4 years ago and was rewritten just a couple days ago, actually. And so, again, take some notes. And if you have any thoughts on this and if you want to call me or send me an email, you can do that. By the way, my office phone number, I'm not at my office now, I'm here at the chamber, but if you want to call me later, my office phone number is 908-832-9544. And you can certainly call me to discuss this or perhaps to give me some information to add to the topic. That's fine. Perhaps you know someone who would like to come for an interview or someone that you might recommend that I reach out to for an interview, because I'm always looking for people to come here at the chamber. The whole purpose of Teachable Moments in Business is to present information that my listeners can learn from that they can apply in their own respective businesses. We're not giving away company secrets here, but certainly there are tactics and strategies that you need to be aware of when you own or operate a business. And even employees need to know, be aware of the things we're going to be talking about here on my next list. Very important. So let's see. Before I go for a break, let's see what I can get through on this part of the program. So you may understand that it's important to have the right company culture, but not everybody knows how to do it. You may want to have it. You had a desire to have a functioning culture that is motivating to the employees, but I'm going to give you some points to talk about. And by the way, in the class that I teach, that I'll be teaching in this fall, I will get into discussing the generations. Now, I've been teaching generational marketing and generational communication for a while, for a number of years. Now we're getting into the Generation Z, which is a whole new generation that we need to really become aware of, because we need to know what motivates people. And at every generation, there are various world events. There's the economy. There are political things that are going on. Each of those has an effect on the members of a generation. Also, keep in mind too that you can have as much as, from what I've learned, about a 7-year overlap in the characteristics of a generation. So, for example, the boomers, a young boomer, may be very much like a Generation X, or vice versa. So the generations that are not too many boomers working at this point. So you have more of the Generation X, the Ys, which are millennials, and now we have the newest generation, Gen Z, and they're the ones who are leaving high school and getting into college. So they're going to be graduating soon. But we need to know those characteristics, because if we don't understand what's important to them, even with the list I give you here on tips to improve your company culture, some of these tips may not work for a given generation. So that's something. So you really have to study it. I mean, that's probably asking a lot. But today, when I first started teaching information about the generations, there wasn't a lot written. But today, we're overwhelmed by the generational information that's online. So please take time to learn about your generations. And there are also authors that you can list, that you can read and listen to on YouTube. There's Simon Sinek is one. Simon, S-I-M-O-N, Sinek, S-I-N-E-K, I think it is. And then there's a couple more that I'll mention. Seth Godin is another one. You can listen to him. He probably has some information about the generations as well. So the first, there are 10 tips here that I have for you, and I'll see how far we can get into these. But the first one is to embrace transparency. And the effects of a transparent company culture really impacts the entire organization and the people that it serves. It's about giving employees unfiltered insight into the company's operations in the future. In fact, it's a good idea let people know in a company what the visions and the missions are for the companies. People get those mixed up sometimes. So a vision is what the company saw in their review and their analysis of an industry or business opportunity, and then the mission was how they carried out the various endeavors to fulfill the vision that they saw. So there are a lot of companies that will actually post the mission of the company. So that's something to think about. So it's giving employees an unfiltered insight into a company's operations and the future. To improve transparency in any industry or any organization, it's a good idea to implement modern communication and collaboration tools, and there are a lot of them out there. So if you're using outdated communication tools, that could create a barrier to the transparency that you really need to have with your employees. So the list, there was a short list given here under chat and collaboration. I'm going to give you the names of websites to go to. I don't know a lot about these, so I'm just going to list them. There's one called Slack. Then, of course, there's Microsoft Teams, and there's also Google Apps for Business. So maybe there's a way to use those resources to help implement modern communication and thereby becoming more transparent to the employees. Then, of course, there's video conferencing. I have been involved in a Zoom, Z-O-O-M, which is a very good program for communication among groups of people. There's also Skype, and many of you have heard of Skype, I'm sure. Then there's Google Hangouts, and I've never used that one. There's also project management, Trello, Jira, J-I-R-A, and Asana, A-S-A-N-A. So if you want a copy of all these, let me know, or you can just do a Google search on George Dixon, and you will find a lot of articles that he has written on really attracting and keeping employees. So that's the first one. So it's embrace transparency. You can't keep a bunch of secrets. You got to keep your employees informed so they know why they're doing what they're doing. So it's a matter too of sharing success as well as sharing challenges. Let people know what's going on in the company. If you're going to share one thing, start with the success. Openly share the successes of the organization, its teams, and its individuals with everyone. You know, before I started my own business, and I started my own business a long time ago, I worked for Xerox, and we had a lot of successes because Xerox went back, and this is the old days, but they went through a whole series of introductions of new products. And for every one of those new product introductions, there was a big ceremony. There was a gathering of the employees, and you know, it got everybody behind those products. It was very motivational, and of course, I had a chance to hear about the new machines and what they could do. That all helped to keep the people involved and enlightened. And this went from the office secretaries to the people in the warehouse. Everybody was involved. Also, share challenges. You want people to realize what the challenges are because it may offer opportunities to those employees to offer brilliant solutions that you may never have considered. So let them know what the challenges are. This doesn't mean that you need to share every minutia of every logistical challenge, but it comes to solving complicated challenges. Several minds are certainly better than one powerful one. So keep in mind, again, embrace transparency. The second one is to recognize and reward valuable contributions. Companies that have a recognition-rich culture also tend to have dramatically lower turnover rates. Here's a statistic. 20% of companies with a recognition-rich culture have a 31% lower turnover rate. So you want to make people feel good when they've made valuable contributions to the company. In fact, you can set up systems whereby people can make recommendations, and that certainly makes them feel bad. Years ago, I was the secretary a long time ago, years ago, and I worked at a company that was in competition with Caterpillar out in Illinois. And I made a recommendation on job assignments because I worked in the personnel department. And the guy that I worked for, that I reported to, told me that I didn't need to make any suggestions, that I was just a cog in the wheel. That was exactly his words. I was a cog in the wheel. Obviously, I never forgot that. It's a long time ago. But that I can't imagine that company kept some of their employees for very long. I stayed there for a short time. I needed to get out of there. Let's see. So what else do I have? Here's the key that most people miss. Make it ridiculously easy for everyone on your team to do the same. Employee recognition doesn't have to come exclusively from the top. It's often even more impactful when recognition comes from all around, from the leaders, from the peers, and from everyone, even from customers, I would think. So peer-to-peer is the most effective method of infusing recognition into your culture. So celebrate those people who have been successful on behalf of the company. And certainly this kind of recognition will dramatically reduce the managerial overhead required to make sure everyone's being recognized for the work that they do. So there you go. Recognize and reward valuable contributions. And the reward doesn't have to be money. It could be a special luncheon, or it could be an annual event of some sort. All of this would help to build stronger relationships between the coworkers. And I would certainly think a certain amount of pride among everybody, whether they were the ones that were recognized or not. Everybody wants to work on a winning team, right? So that's something to think about. I'm going to break here for some more messages. And when I come back, we'll continue on this topic.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan. I own Rustmore Mentoring Group, which is a division of Califon Connection, LLC. Two other businesses under that umbrella, LLC, include Animal Brands, which is a company that has worked in the pet industry for over 40 years. And we've gone on from having represented hundreds of about 100 manufacturers of pet products to just doing consulting and speaking and counseling in the pet industry. So many people have ideas for pet products, but many of those people don't have the skills for launching and sustaining a business. It's not easy. And by the way, as a little sidebar, I've counseled literally thousands of people both in and out of the pet industry. And I think a common denominator among those who have had what I call real jobs is that they've been so sheltered for such a long time that they don't even know the questions to ask. They don't know the steps that need to be taken. They don't have a plan. They haven't written business plans. They don't understand their target audiences and how to reach them with a meaningful message to get them to buy their products or services. There are so many areas that new entrepreneurs need help with, And that's where I come in. I'm there to help people. In fact, we can do brainstorming right here on the station if you know someone who's thinking about starting a business. So please do that. Please be in touch with me if you'd like. Also, we have Rushmore Marine, which is a business that sells connected dock, floating dock systems, and also roller ramp aluminum aircraft aluminum ramps that actually roll up and they're portable, but you can lay them out and you can walk across them. And those two companies are not related, but their products are well related: connected dock and roller ramp. So if you have anybody that either has a wheelchair that they need to take to get from point A to point B, or if you know somebody that wants to go from ship to shore, we have the ramps that can do that. That's my little commercial. So that said, let's see. I'm going to go on to the next step, number three. We've talked about tips for improving your company culture. One is embrace transparency. The other is recognize and reward valuable contributions. Another one is to cultivate strong co-worker relationships, which the strong relationships really drive employee engagement. But you have to create an environment as the owner or manager of a company. You have to create those environments where people can build relationships. So you have really create opportunities for people to meet face-to-face. A lot more can happen when there's chance encounters and unplanned interactions between knowledgeable workers. And that can happen inside the organization as well as outside. All of this can improve performance. Maybe it's having an annual picnic. It might be having brainstorming sessions with folks. Maybe there's a break room where they go to get their sodas and their coffee and what have you. But think of a physical and cultural environment in your own organization that will bring people together. So you kind of have to engineer those opportunities for people to get to know each other. You want to promote coworker interaction. Number four is to embrace and inspire employee autonomy. So no one likes, as you know, most people don't like to be micromanaged. It can be very inefficient, ineffective, and it may not be very inspirational to an employee if he's being told what to do and being watched over all the time. Sort of, you know how helicopter parents are accused of managing their kids too much? Well, I think that can happen in business too. So you need to trust your employee to manage some responsibilities effectively. And they don't have to be watched all the time. If they're well trained, they're going to know a game plan for what has to happen for the job to run smoothly. So give them opportunities to make choices. And in the case of retail, if you have a retail store, leave it up to the employees to decide how to handle a customer complaint or dissatisfaction. Of course, you need to talk about that. And that's where I think interaction among the employees can be helpful. So as my suggestion would be to have meetings periodically with the staff and then assign one of the employees to be the manager of that meeting, to be the facilitator, and give them a topic to discuss with the other employees. So that can build that interaction. It also will be a learning exercise so that the employees will know how to handle different situations based on previous experiences of the other employees in the business. Also give them decision-making opportunities. That would create such a sense of pride among those people when they are inspired to help out and to be to contribute. After all, if they're not successful, if they don't do a good job, the business isn't going to survive, I would think, eventually. So that's another one for you. Also, number five is to practice flexibility. Many companies have begun to understand the value of providing their employees with added flexibility. It can improve morale and reduce the turnover. So here is a list of some of the retention drivers in terms of flexibility. Flexible work schedule, that's a big factor for some companies. Giving recognition, that's another one. Ease the workload. if you see that somebody's just totally overworked because you've talked with them, you've watched them, maybe it's time to ease that workload, because that's an important factor that drives retention. Promotions and also casual dress, although you have to watch out on that casual dress. A long time ago, I was invited to give a talk at an energy company down in southern New Jersey, and it was all about customer relationship management, I think. It's been a long time ago. But I was asked to mention the fact that how employees are dressed and when they meet customers is very important. Well, what I discovered was interesting. I was waiting for the meeting to begin, and I was in the lunchroom, and there was a woman who was dressed very casually with jeans and a shirt that didn't look that great. And she was walking a woman around who was a new employee. And the woman giving the tour made the comment that they could dress casually to work. And this was a beautiful building. Everything was well designed. It was a brand new building. Everything looked really spiffy. And here you have people that are not dressed that nicely. And it occurred to me when I was giving the talk. That, you know, where I said some of the people I talked to were going to be going out and making sales calls. So I had to talk to them about how they would dress when they make a sales call. And yet they're coming from an environment where they are allowed to dress casually. I think making that transition might have been difficult for some of those people because they hadn't been schooled on how to look good for the job. So I really have a trouble with casual dress. Maybe one day a week would be working okay. Okay, so flexibility might be giving an opportunity for an employee to leave to take care of a parent or a child issue. Maybe working from home occasionally, that might be helpful. Maybe some people just need time out, a sabbatical, just to refresh. So what can you do as an employer, or what can you ask for as an employee to avoid burnout? Is there some kind of flexibility that would be helpful for everybody who's involved? So think about that, flexibility. Let's see what I have here next. Okay, the next one is communicate purpose and passion. That has to be top down. Do your employees see work as a way to make an impact? Are they passionate about the work that they do? I can tell you in counseling small business owners that passion shows. If somebody is not passionate about the work that they do, they don't have it in their body language, they don't have it in their facial expressions, they're sort of low-key, that's a turnoff. So passion does show, and you have to make sure that people understand why they're doing what they're doing, but find it exciting so that they can demonstrate that passion to other people around them. People are deprived in their relationships by not knowing what the purpose is, what they're supposed to be doing, and the impact that what they do would affect other people in terms of their personal growth as well as growth of the company. So think about that. The better you understand the goals and aspirations of the employees, the better you can help your team to see the purpose in their work. So everybody has to have a purpose. In fact, Simon Sinek is the one that wrote a book entitled "What Is Your Why? Why Do You Do What You Do?" And the other day, I met with somebody. I forget what he did, but I said, "Why do you do what you do?" And he had to think about it for a little bit, and then finally, the whole idea gelled, and he explained it. I ask people that, why do you do what you do? Because if they're not sold on why they do what they do, why would I want to do business with them? That's another thing. And of course, the passion's not going to be there. So find out what's important to the employees, what's important to the company, and what's important to forging relationships all the way around. Okay, the next one, how are we doing on time here? The next one is to promote a team atmosphere. Think of your employees and your coworkers not as simply as a group of other people you work with, but as integral members of your team. Now, I read a little bit about this the other day, and one of the important factors here is that you can work together as a team toward a goal, but the trust has to be there. There has to be trust among the members of that group. And I was on a team recently on a board of trustees, actually, in an organization. And there was one person who was always complaining or very oppositional. And there was a point at which that person lost the trust of the other people on that team. And it created a lot of hardships among the whole team. So you have to understand what the purpose of the team is, but it also has to be an endeavor where their trust is involved. So keep that in mind as well. Let's see. The difference between being a team and just a bunch of individuals is that the individuals see themselves as separate from each other. Helping others is forced because you normally operate in your own projects or your own part or on your own part in a larger project. Teams work together on all work-related projects and help where necessary. It doesn't matter who gets the credit for what for whatever happens because you accomplish everything together. You're knit together. You're not separated. So I like to think of people working together as a team. There are certain common goals. If somebody has a problem or questions what's happening, that team, because they've agreed to work together and that they have a common mission, will work through it. But when somebody's oppositional and doesn't want to listen to the others, it really is very disruptive. And then if they do something that was not agreed upon, then trust becomes an issue. Okay, so that was number 7. Okay, number 8. We'll see if I have time to finish these. Give and solicit regular feedback. Very, very important. In many companies, employees don't get enough feedback. Sometimes if they only get feedback once a year, that's not enough for giving those employees the kind of information they need in order to improve and to grow. And there are techniques for feedback. So giving helpful, timely feedback is a benefit to everyone. You can reward good behaviors and results as they occur, which encourages more of the same. So the best managers and leaders are listeners and facilitators. And listening is so important in business, whether you're in sales or marketing or managing a business. You got to listen. You got to watch and watch the body language. All of that comes into play so that you make the right decisions. Let's see. It's vital to give employees the tools they need to understand when and why they're doing well and how to fix it when they're not. So that's all about the regular feedback. And I've come to find out in one situation where somebody's in charge of a bunch of employees, but that somebody in charge has never been trained on how to give feedback and how to interact with people. They're really flying by the seat of their pants. And sometimes that individual may not build a strong relationship with the subordinate because they haven't been trained on how to give and solicit feedback in constructive ways. So, okay, let's see. Number 9 is stay true to your core values. Real core values are much more than a list of bullet points on a company's About Us page. You know, we all have About Us website pages. Core values are a company's guiding light. They're the inseparable principles at the heart of an organization. Real core values are much more than a list of bullet points. Okay, so keep in mind, if you read your About Us page, there's going to be, that might be nice, but that's not enough. So stay true to your core values. And it comes from the top-down management. Your core values determine what's important and meaningful to you. They align with your purpose and speak loudly and passionately to others and to yourself about who you are and what you are called to do in this world. So that goes for you as an individual as well as for the company. So if your culture is going to stick, you need to develop genuine core values that stay true to them. And number 10, which is kind of carries on to that thought of building culture. Give culture building the effort it really deserves. Few things will have a greater impact in your organization than its culture. Building a company takes time and energy. It doesn't just happen. Your culture should align with your mission and values. And by the way, it's that mission that you need to, if you've written a mission statement, let the employees see it. So it's Your culture should align with your mission and values, and it should resonate with everyone in the organization. Failing to allocate the necessary time and effort into building a company culture you can be proud of will leave you with a company culture you simply accept, or worse, maybe dislike. Failure to allocate the necessary time and effort can be a problem, as I said. So I gave you 10 steps here. So which of these steps are you going to take first? A truly amazing company culture will always be a work in progress, evolving in tandem with your organization and your people. So it's a work in progress, and I'll go back and just give you the things that we talked about, if I can find them in this order. So let's see. Where'd they go? Okay, number one was embrace transparency. That's one. Number two is recognize and reward valuable contributions. Number three is cultivate strong coworker relationships. Number four is communicate purpose and passion. Four is embrace and inspire employee autonomy. That's number four. Number five is practice flexibility. Number six is communicate purpose and passion. Number seven is promote the team atmosphere. Number eight is give and solicit regular feedback. Number nine is stay true to your core values. And number 10, give culture building the effort it deserves. So hopefully this all makes sense to you, and that this is something that you can begin to explore and to put into action for your own business. And if you're an employee, maybe this is the time that you might go to your the owners or the managers in the company and make some suggestions. Especially if you don't feel that things are going the way you want them to be. You don't want to lose the job, or you don't want to leave it, but maybe there's some things that are missing. So communication is extremely important in business. So I have a few more messages to give you, and I will come back.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
You've been listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for today. I was just looking at the weather here, and it appears that tonight there'll be some more clouds and maybe a stray shower, 68 degrees. And then Wednesday, tomorrow, partly cloudy. Some chances of rain is 80%. And then Wednesday night, chance of rain is 60% with a low of 66 degrees. How about Thursday? Let's take a look at Thursday. Nothing. My Thursday's not opening up. Okay, so much for that. Thursday. I guess the Weather Underground doesn't want me to see Thursday. Oh, here we go. Partly cloudy skies, high of 87 degrees, light winds and variable, and Thursday night clear skies with a low of 65. And how about Friday? Friday partial cloudiness, a chance of rain on Friday at 40%. So we're going to have rain off and on through the rest of the week, and it's going to stay hot, 84 degrees on Friday. So I hope that you're having a comfortable summer so far. And if you have someone that would like to be interviewed on this program, I'll give you my phone number once again. It's 908-832-9544, or you can send me an email. My email address is V, as in Vicky, V-M-O-R-G-A-N, at Russmore, R-U-S-S-M-O-R.com. So that really concludes my program for today. I hope that you found this to be of interest to you. Please listen again next week. I'm not sure where we're going to go with that program, but I will be here, and I look forward to seeing you again next time around. So have a great day, have a good evening, good week, and I'll see you next time.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heide and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Tuesday, President Trump was in Jamestown, Virginia, at the commemoration of the 400th anniversary of the oldest known representative body in what was then called the New World.
It's a tremendous honor to stand on these historic grounds as the first president to address a joint session of the oldest lawmaking body in all of the Western Hemisphere.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is again defending his decision to block election security bills in the Senate.
There's total agreement that the Russians were trying to impact the 2016 election. There's also almost total agreement that in 2018 they failed totally.
Last week, the Kentucky Republican blocked two bills that would have given more money for election security to states. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heide and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Thank you.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Tuesday, President Trump was in Jamestown, Virginia, at the commemoration of the 400th anniversary of the oldest known representative body in what was then called the New World.
It's a tremendous honor to stand on these historic grounds as the first president to address a joint session of the oldest lawmaking body in all of the Western Hemisphere.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is again defending his decision to block election security bills in the Senate.
There's total agreement that the Russians were trying to impact the 2016 election. There's also almost total agreement that in 2018 they failed totally.
Last week, the Kentucky Republican blocked two bills that would have given more money for election security to states. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you struggling to make the minimum payments? There are ways to get out of debt, but the credit card companies don't want you to know about it. Debt relief programs through United Debt Counselors can help people like you get out of credit card debt and put you on the path of debt freedom with just one low monthly payment program. Get started right now and call United Debt Counselors at 800-943-2153. Get rid of the stress of struggling to make that monthly payment. High interest rates will be a thing of the past, and chances are you won't have to pay the entire amount you owe. United Debt Counselors has helped thousands of people reduce more than $160 million of debt. You have a right to settle your debt for less than what you owe. You won't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. Get started reducing your debt now. Get free information today by calling United Debt Counselors at 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153. United Debt Counselors. Not available in all states.
A gunman opens fire at a Walmart in northern Mississippi on Tuesday morning, killing two people and injuring a police officer. This man was in the parking lot at the time of the shooting.
Halfway to the truck, and my wife said, "Is that a gunshot?" We looked back to the store and saw this guy running into the store. And I'm thinking, why is he running into the store, you know?
'Tis the season for ATV thefts, so we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It's probably because they're outside so often at this time of year. The National Insurance Crime Bureau says 19% of all ATV thefts happen towards the end of the summer. Overall, the number of ATVs stolen last year was down at just over 19,000 nationally. Texas and California, top states for ATV thefts, followed by Florida, Georgia, and Louisiana. The 6th through 10th slots, South and North Carolina, Tennessee, Ohio, and Alabama.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Investigators say there's still a lot of questions after a Wisconsin man carried out two attacks that left four people dead, including three family members. Chippewa County Sheriff James Kowalczyk says there's a lot of evidence to unpack as they search for a motive.
There's follow-up, there's interviews, there's search warrants, there's cell phones that need to be searched, and so on and so forth. So again, we will be looking for that answer. Right now, I got to be honest with you, we don't have that answer.
The NYPD is dealing with a serious mental health concern. With the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
There's a serious mental health crisis affecting the New York City Police Department. Within the last month, five officers have committed suicide. New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill.
Depression is real. People need to understand that. This is not, okay, I don't feel myself, I feel down, I'll bring myself out of it. Sometimes it's a downward spiral that unless there's intervention from the outside, it's not going to stop.
And across the United States, more police officers have died by suicide in the last 5 years than in the line of duty. Law enforcement agencies are now beginning to reach out to officers in need, but the problems start as the officers feel afraid or they think there'll be job repercussions if they come forward. If you or anyone you know is considering suicide, call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255.
For more news, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, it's Joe Peters, and we're going to get started with Real Estate Matters. My special call-in guest today is Al War. I'm going to pick him up in a few minutes. Before we get started, they did ask me to go through a few of our paid sponsors and at the same time give you the weather report. So here we go.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunter In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunter In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
So it is a little bit after 4 o'clock on the 30th of July. I'm sitting in scenic downtown Flemington in the heart of Somerville, heart of 100 and County. I do cover both counties, so this is my Hunterdon County show. I'm sitting in the heart of Flemington in scenic downtown